Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I am Shailaja Mahapatra. Today is Wednesday, 31st of May, and here are the top 10 things to know before the market opens. The market is likely to open flat on Wednesday as the SGX Nifty indicates a flat start for the broader index at 18,673. SGX futures touched a high of 18,760 in early trade of 31st of May. The BSE Sensex gained 122 points to close at 62,969 on Tuesday, while the Nifty 50 closed 35 points higher at 18,633. The Nifty 50 traded comfortably higher than its 200-day moving average of 18,221 and is expected to build on the recent momentum. As per pivot charts, the Nifty may get support at 18,591, followed by 18,570. If the index advances, 18,657 would be the key resistance level to watch, and that will be followed by 18,678. US markets. US stock futures are currently flat as investors have an eye on the federal debt ceiling debate in Washington ahead of the final trading day of May. Futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped 31 points or about 0.1%. S&P 500 futures and NASDAQ 100 futures are little changed. The move in futures comes after a muted day of trading on Tuesday that saw the Dow shed about 50 points while the NASDAQ rose 0.3%. Heading into the final trading day of May, the NASDAQ composite is up nearly 6.5% for the month. The S&P 500 is up only about 0.9%, while the Dow has fallen 3.1%. The outperformance of the tech-heavy NASDAQ is due in large part to the excitement around artificial intelligence, which briefly pushed Nvidia's market cap above $1 trillion yesterday. European markets. European stock markets closed lower on Tuesday as market participants followed the latest US debt ceiling developments. The Pan-European Stock 600 index provisionally ended 0.9% lower, with most sectors in negative territory. Food and beverage stocks led the losses, down 2.7%, while utility stocks rose 0.8%. FTSE closed 1.3% lower, DAX closed 0.27% lower, and the CAC 40 index closed 1.29% lower. Asian markets. In Japan, the Nikkei index retreated from its 33-year high and slid 1.03% in early trade of 31st of May, while the Topix saw a smaller loss of 0.96%. Australia's ASX 200 dropped 0.3% ahead of its inflation numbers for April. Economists polled by Reuters expect the country's weighted inflation rate in April to slow slightly to 6.4%. South Korea's KOSPI bucked the trend and gained 0.16% in early trade, and the KOSDAQ advanced 0.13%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index opened 1.4% lower as weak economic developments and geopolitical tensions keep investors on the sidelines. Apollo Hospitals Q4 results. Apollo Hospitals Enterprises reported a net profit of 146 crore rupees for the quarter ended March, which is up 50.5% from 97 crore rupees in the same period of the previous year. However, this number fell significantly short of analyst estimates of 198 crore rupees. Growth in the fourth quarter was aided by favorable base, strong seasonality, and better occupancy, said the company. Revenue for the quarter increased by 21% to 4,302 crore rupees, which was in line with expectations. The company will hold an earnings call today, following which brokerages will give their verdict on the stock. In 2023 so far, the stock has gained only 3%. The consensus estimate represents an upside of 13 to 14% from the current market level. Adani Ports Q4 results. Adani Ports and Special Economic Zone reported 5.1% rise in its consolidated net profit at 1,159 crore rupees for the quarter ended March. Revenue from operations increased 40% year-on-year to 5,797 crore rupees in the quarter. The company has also given guidance for FY24. it expects cargo volumes of 370 to 390 million ton in the current financial year, resulting in revenue of 24,000 to 25,000 crore rupees. EBITDA is expected to be in the range of 14,500 to 15,000 crore rupees. Total capital investments planned for the entire financial year is in the range of 4,000 to 4,500 crore rupees. HDFC Life block deal. Aberdeen, formerly known as Standard Life, is likely to sell 1.6% equity stake or 3.5 crore shares in HDFC Life Insurance Company today in a block deal. Sources told CNBC Awaaz that the shares of the private insurer will be offered at 563 to 585 rupees per share. The higher end of this offer range is in line with the current market price. Notably, HDFC Life shares have seen some action in the past month or so after the Reserve Bank of India allowed HDFC Bank or HDFC Limited to increase their shareholding in HDFC Life to more than 50%. Meanwhile, Aberdeen has been slowly paring its stake for quite some time now, and with this stake sale, it will completely exit HDFC Life Insurance. Oil prices. Oil prices are slightly in the green this morning after falling by more than 4% on Tuesday on concerns whether US Congress will pass the US debt ceiling deal or not. Mixed messages from major producers also clouded the supply outlook ahead of OPEC meeting this weekend. OPEC stands for Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries. Brent's July contract and WTI crude are on track for monthly declines of more than 7% and 9% respectively. Dollar and gold. The dollar index is trading 0.15% lower at 104.06 levels, whereas the value of $1 is hovering near the 82.68 rupees level. Gold bounced back from early losses on Tuesday as Treasury yields slid on wider market optimism about US debt ceiling deal. Spot gold rose 0.8% to $1,958 after hitting its lowest since March 17 earlier. FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors, FIIs, bought shares worth 2,085 crore rupees, whereas domestic institutional investors sold shares worth 438 crore rupees yesterday. This is according to the provisional data from National Stock Exchange. With this, the total FII buying for the month of May now stands at 24,400 crore rupees. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Sonam Srivastava, small case manager and founder of Right Research. She talks about the opportunity in real estate stocks and which names look interesting at the moment. Let's listen in.
So the real estate market in India has actually been the favorite among investors over the last couple of months. The real estate stocks have rallied nearly 22% from the March lows, and in the last 1 month, real estate actually has been the biggest gainer. But the real estate story is not just for the short term. Real estate actually is going through a potential long-term upcycle. Real estate stocks have been at a low for the past 7 years, and experts sort of expect these stocks to have an upcycle for the next coming 2 years. There's a predicted volume growth of 15% annually over the next 2 years, and the reason for this is that the inventory in the Indian cities is reducing due to the new regulations that have come up. Not a lot of new projects are coming up. The real estate inventory is at a low, and that brings up the prices for the real estate stocks. Similarly, the India economy itself seems to be on a cusp of a capex cycle. The gross fixed income to GDP ratio, and even if you look at the private sector announcements in the capex sites, are growing at a rapid pace. So Indian economy, in fact, could grow, the capex in the Indian economy could grow at a rapid pace, and you will see real estate being the biggest beneficiary of it. Of course, the pause in interest rate and the assumption that the RBI could soon ease the rates as well could come up as a big positive for the real estate sector again. So I think it's a very interesting time for us to look at real estate stocks. People are already recognizing the potential of real estate, and we're seeing a lot of buying happening in this sector. So I am quite excited about picking stocks in this particular sector. If you talk about, you know, specific stocks in the sector, you will see that some of the investor favorites have been Phoenix Mills, Macrotech Developers, India Bull Real Estate, even the largest real estate stock in India, which is DLF, right, has also rallied considerably over the last 1 year. And real estate has actually become one of the biggest performers among all the sectors in India. What is very interesting in the sector is that we are seeing the middle class and luxury real estate market growing rapidly, but the, you know, with the affordable housing segment as well as the commercial segment is not seeing that much demand. And what people expect is that sooner these segments will also start seeing the pent-up demand coming in. Now, talking about our favorite stock picks in this sector, you know, there's no, I won't give you a recommendation, but, you know, based on the numbers right now, overall reality looks very interesting. If you look at this stock, it has a very strong profit growth of 81%. It has a very strong sales growth of 55% in the last year. And what is also very interesting about this stock is that its P ratio is at the lowest level among its peers. It has a very good return on capital right now. And the debt equity ratio is also very decent, right? So I think overall reality is very interesting in this sector. Similarly, Phoenix Mills, which has been a favorite among investors, has rallied considerably, is a very interesting stock. It has a profit growth of 250%, a sales growth of 80%, and, you know, a year-on-year return has also been very significant for this stock. So, you know, these two stocks could be potential interesting stocks for people to look at. But on the overall level, I think, you know, given that we are seeing a recovery in the economy and the end of the high interest rate cycle, real estate could be a very strong potential sector to be looking at.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.